Charlie C.
Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Yes, no other way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise our Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is no pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. And we are continuing in the book of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 7 today. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me invite you to tune in live with me to Morning Motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from the Morning Motivation page of my website at feelthefire.com. If you miss me live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, my website, feelthefire.com, or you can join the family that follows the podcast by texting MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a link to the recording every day at 8 a.m. Eastern, so you don't miss one episode of this hot breakfast and you make sure that your soul is fed. Well, by now, and let me just say, all of this information, as well as everything else you need to know, sending me your prayer request, is available on the website at feelthefire.com. That is FeelDFire.com. Well, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. I got another great word for you today. I am reading from the KJV. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sichem, unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord, who appeared unto him. Praise the Lord for the reading of God's word, brothers and sisters. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. No pain, no gain. When I was in basic training, stationed in Fort Dix, New Jersey, I remember showing up for basic training with red biking shorts on and a little white Betty Boop shirt that I had tied up on the side and some sandals. I was in no way prepared. And I remember that once they finally got us to Fort Dix, how the drill sergeants rushed the bus and they were yelling for everyone to get off the bus. And I wouldn't get off the bus. I just sat there and they said to me, Private, didn't you hear me say get off the bus? And I said to them, well, my name is not Private. Well, you know, I paid for that. They put me in the front lean and rest, in other words, the push-up position, and I really couldn't even do one good push-up, and I paid for that. And all throughout basic training, while they were developing my body into one of the Army's lean, clean, fighting machines, as they say, I was experiencing pain. And I can remember how the drill sergeants used to say to us, no pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. And when we would be in that front-leaning rest position very frequently throughout every day, and they'd make us do so many push-ups or just, you know, hover in the position until your arms would be shaking with fatigue because you really couldn't hold that position any longer, and you'd be trying to arch your back and fall out and do everything but literally fall flat on the ground because that only brought more punishment, they would say to us that pain is the sound of weakness leaving your body. In other words, no pain, no gain. I came to speak that same thing to you today. Because in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 7, which I just read to you, that was also part of Abram's journey. You see, his name had not yet been changed to Abraham, and Sarai's name had not yet been changed to Sarah. And on yesterday, from this same passage, I taught you, are you willing? If you missed that, you can hear that on fieldthefire.com, and you need to hear it as a foundation to where we are today, no pain, no gain. You see, in order for Abram to be willing to move forward, and then in order for him to actually move forward, and then in order for him to actually receive the promises of God, Abram had to go through something. To get to where God had already ordained for him, to receive the best of life, to receive the promises that God had for him, I said Abram had to be willing to go through something. He had to be willing to endure some hardship. He had to be willing to undertake a journey. He had to be willing to deal with the pain that comes with the development of transition. In other words, no pain, no gain. See, sometimes we want the prize, but we are unwilling to fight or to do what is necessary to get it. You want to be first in your class. You want the promotion. You want to be the CEO on your job. You want to be the successful entrepreneur. You want to be successful in your marriage and make it to 30 years, 40 years married. Well, you got to be willing then to go through something to get there. No pain, no gain. You want to live a Christian life. You want to live the way God has ordained for us to live. You want to be a game changer. You want to be, you know, a mover and shaker. You want your name to be great, and you don't want to leave this earth without having made an impact. Then I say to you, no pain, no gain. If you want something better, you got to be willing to fight for it, because nothing worth having is something that you don't have to fight for. To make straight A's, you got to fight for that thing, right? You got to put aside time to study. You got to put aside some television and some video games. You may not be able to play with your friends as much. To get the scholarship, you got to focus on the academics or the sports or whatever your talent is, the music, whatever it is that's bringing you to be chosen. To get the promotion, you got to fight sleep so you show up to work on time. You got to fight gossiping and backbiting so you are someone who people could see and respect as being over them. You got to improve your craft. You got to get or attain additional credentials. Y'all don't want me to talk about this morning. I'm talking about no pain, no gain. See, there are too many entitled people in the world today. There are too many people who just got their hands out expecting a handout because they think that that's what they're supposed to get. But I say to you that whatever you want, you got to be willing to go get it. You got to be willing to fight for that thing. No pain, no gain. When I started my law office, I promise you it wasn't easy. I promise you there were days that I felt like just giving up and going to work for someone else. I promise you there were times when I didn't have the client load that I needed, or I had the volume of clients, but I really wasn't charging enough because I wanted to help everybody. But I had to go through development and growing pains and let my mentor mentor me to get to the place where I am today. Even today, I'm getting ready to go defend a deposition, defend a client at deposition. My point is to get to where you want to go to. No pain, no gain. You want the glory, but are you willing to sacrifice? You want the prize, but are you willing to run the race? Are you willing to stay on the course? Are you willing to stay in your lane? Are you willing to stay in your path? Are you willing to train and prepare? No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. No pain, no gain. And no gain without the pain. Whatever you want, you got to be willing to fight for it. Hallelujah. No pain, no gain. In 2 Timothy 2:3, the Bible says, endure hardness as a good soldier. In 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. How are you talking about you're a winner, you're a champion, but you can't endure anything? How are you talking about you're going to be number one, but you're so frail you cry at the drop of a hat? How are you walking around talking about you big and bad? You were made for this. You're the one who can do it. When you cry about everything, you're so easily offended. You wear your heart on your sleeves. You can't endure criticism. You can't endure the journey of the development of transition. No pain, no gain. Hallelujah. Woo, we got to get ready to go and pray. Our time is almost run. Say no pain, no gain. Say it again. No pain, no gain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, saints. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Bless the Lord today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We magnify your name. Your name is above all names. Your name is above every name. Your name is above all names. And we honor you today. We praise your name. We glorify you and we say hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity at life. We thank you for our right mind. We thank you for waking us up, God. We didn't deserve it, but you did it anyway. And we magnify your holy name. We say glory, glory, glory to the Lord of hosts. Now, Father, we ask forgiveness of every sin. Create in us clean hearts. Renew within us right spirits. This is the day that you have made, and we proclaim that we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, Father, that you made, and we proclaim that we will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, Lord, help us to endure the development of transitioning in our lives from the old us to the new us, from the old way of thinking to the new way of thinking, the old way of living to the new way of living, the old way, Father, of strategizing and planning, the old way, Father, of speaking and thinking, the old way of how we walked and carried ourselves, the old lives of sin, to being a new creature in you. Help us to endure hardness as a good soldier. Help us to go through tribulation, understanding that this is just us being made over. No pain, no gain, no pain, no gain, and no gain without the pain. Help us, Father, to praise you through the pain, praise you through the transition, praise you through the development, praise you, Father, through the suffering, praise you because we see the victory, and it's ours in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give the altar call, and then we're going to end with our task for today. Keep praising God. Say no pain, no gain. If you are not saved, if you're backslidden, I invite you into the family of our Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I repent and ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Make sure you're going to church, Bible study, Sunday school. Make sure you don't miss one episode Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. with me, a morning motivation. And you join the family to follow us by texting MM to phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today is no pain, no gain. Your task for today is to stand up and endure the pain, No more whining. Endure the pain and share this with at least one person today. We need to win souls. Just send them to feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L-D-F-I-R-E.com, and they'll be able to hear the recording after 8 a.m. I love you. No pain, no gain. Pain is the sound of weakness leaving your body.
Live a good life, and that's what I believe.